You started it, bro. Yeah, you're going to finish
I'm a man, innit? I ain't going to hide from it. Yeah, it's definitely more than 10.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. But shout out to
who won't check me?
Nah. Exactly. But shout out to the Snowies, no one ain't got...
Shout out to all the queens.
All the queens. All the queens. Snowies. Asians. We ain't boycotting the Asians. We love you all. The blacks. You know what I'm saying? Mixed right. race. Everyone, man. You that get me? Jokes.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. What's you know what we need to talk about, man? Fatherhood, man.
Fatherhood?
Yeah,
where
man.
Where do you want to start on, bro? Where do you want to go with
just this? Like, you know what it is? It's that it's like a stigma where, like, bare people say, oh, the dads are never dead and this and that, but there's really good dads out here, you know what I'm saying? That look after their kids and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. I want to push on that, bro, because there's a lot of good fathers out here, you know what I mean? Not just the bad ones, you know what I'm saying?
But are you talking about in a specific ethnicity or you just talking in general?
Just in general, innit? Yeah, it's not ethnicity, just in general, man. Because I just see bare stuff like, oh, yeah, baby, that's this, that's that, but there's a lot of good ones out here, you know what I'm saying? Such as myself, innit?
Can I ask you a question, yeah?
Guys, go on.
When you was growing up, was your dad a bat?
Nah, you know, not like that.
Like
he was all over the place, innit? That's why I got so much brothers and sisters and that, innit? So yeah, you know, he was in and out, innit?
But it wasn't like a consistent thing.
Nah, he wasn't consistent. Hell no.
Yeah.
He had too much kids, man. He couldn't be consistent with me.
So
you know what I'm saying?
How has that impacted your life growing up?
Nah, it kinda effed me up still, I can't lie. Cause I just wanted someone to just my dad to be there with me, innit? Like for like football and all this stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, this can't play no football.
Yeah, obviously, you know what I'm just saying, innit? I try, innit? I'm trying. I'm Ronaldo, old school Ronaldo bro. In my prime, innit? Trust me, blood. You know about the Adidas, the F10s.
This guy plays like he's trust got Timberlands me. On, bro. Lukaku.
No, bro. Man's old school, like, you know, like Kaká, Bergkamp and them, man. I don't know them new footballers, man.
So what, touching back... Back on that
yeah,
subject.
Go on.
You said your dad wasn't consistent. How was obviously that shaped you as a parent in this day and age?
That's a good question, man. Like, I make sure like me and my son, we bond. I say I love him all the time as well. Like, if he's upset with certain things, I'll ask him, I'll talk to him, innit? Because when I was upset and all that, my dad wasn't around, innit? So man just had to just put on a brave face, you know what I mean? And stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Would you say, you know, I can't really be directing too many questions at you because I'm a dad myself.
Yeah.
I can answer some of these questions.
That's my,
and if I touch on my growing up, like my childhood, my dad was in my life, but I've come to the conclusion that he was in my life but not really around me. He didn't support me as much, which is a bit different for somebody that has not had a dad. I just felt like he never really supported me, wasn't really there for me. So it did feel like I was growing up lonely at times, which obviously allowed me to be a little bit more different than he is with my son. With my son, obviously, I show him more affection. You got to have a balance between affection and tough love as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, facts.
Oh. Like, I always apologize. If I shout at him and he's upset and cries, and I'll apologize to him and explain to him why I shouted, and he understand. Mm. And I've also had that hard conversation with my dad about him not being around me and not supporting me, which was obviously tough for him to swallow. He started crying, and you know how it goes, man.
I'll ask you a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
What age did you feel comfortable to have that conversation with your dad to like basically tell him your real unfiltered thoughts?
I've had two conversations with him. One was last year and one was this year. Okay. And you know what? People always say, like, parents could be disappointed in their kids. Mm. But kids could also be disappointed in their parents. And I also stated to him that I expected more from him as a dad. And I feel like he kind of understood me in a way. But you know, it is like, I'm first generation here, innit? So he flew over here from wherever he came from. My dad's Congolese, my mum's Ghanaian. But yeah, flipping, he didn't really adapt to what this country was like, which in his mind is, he tried to raise me with, how do you say it?
Traditional.
Yeah, and all that. But
he never actually took time to adapt to the country that he's in. So certain things I might explain to him, he'll be so stubborn and hard-headed about and things like that, which kind of caused a lot of friction between us, do you know what I mean? So I was able to have that conversation with him, a tough conversation with him. To obviously, he realised the way he went wrong and things like that. So I think as men, that's it's something that you need to do. If you have never had a conversation with your parents, it's something you might have to address them by. You know what I mean? So
see, one thing, yeah, I'm going to touch base on what you said about you had to have that conversation with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
See, with me and my dad, yeah, obviously I've got brother and sister and that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say, looking back, obviously my dad and that divorced, my mum and dad had divorced by the time I was like 2 or 3, somewhere around that region. So the living scenario was my mum would drop me at the station, he'll pick me up, then I'll go to spend time with him. And then after that, he then moved over to China. So at that period where he moved to China, mine and his relationship kind of, it went flatline, didn't it? You can't really grow stronger if you're abroad, you're just on the phone. These are the times when FaceTime and all that stuff was a myth, innit? So you're just having verbals on the phone. And obviously, in that period of my life, I wasn't really relying on him no more. I'm just trying to rely on my brother or my sister or the people I was chilling around with. I used to just be in my square, innit? So then, obviously, he came back. Obviously came back with a wife, then ended up having kids, But I just remember, yeah, like, when he was present, he was like a pillar of you didn't want to be around him. Because anything I liked, he didn't like. I played video games, smack. I'm not reading a book, smack. The guy was very physical in terms of discipline-wise. So a lot of that anger that I had, man still got it, but it's more of the thing where man had to understand, yo, why were you like this? Because I get it, you want to discipline me so I'm not spending all my days or all my time playing video games, not doing education, revising, whatever. But like, brother, you sometimes used to hit me like as if I wasn't your kid. Like, yo, why did you go over excessive with your anger? Couldn't you not control it? So then when I had that conversation with him, he tried to downplay it and that pissed me off even more because he's like, yo, don't try to downplay what I went through because I'm the one that you was hitting. I remember all the beatings and all that stuff, innit? So then I didn't have to stop myself and be like, wait, hold on. What was your childhood growing up like?
Yes.
What was your relationship with your dad like? And then when he was telling me his relationship with his dad, because he left his dad. His mum and his mum, because obviously his mum died before I was born, innit? So I never got to know her. But his mum took him and moved over to here, innit? So then when he was telling me about his relationship with his dad and how his dad used to do this to him, I'm like, all right. So there's a trial going on. So what you experienced with your dad, you passed it on to me and my brother and my sister. But then you've never was able to resolve it with your dad. So you got past trauma that you now put onto your kids who potentially could then put it onto their kids. Like if you see me and my brother, yeah, we're kind of level-headed. But my sister, she got the temper. Like my dad's genes are deep in my sister. Like she's always, like she's quick to get angry. Me, I'm more of the emotional, so I'd probably take it after my mum, but I'm quick to get agitated, innit? So there's certain aspects of how you discipline your child and how you are with them, they will obviously gravitate and pick up some of the attitudes, innit? So it was like, it was uncomfortable, but it needed to be done. Because I need to understand it, innit?
Yeah,
100%.
No, I ain't gonna lie, my dad used to whip my ass though still. Like, it was dark. Like, it was dark, bro. Like, he used to whip me and my older brother still.
Did you know why you were getting those beatings? Was it just strength?
Nah, I was getting in trouble, but it was a mad thing, man. It was like I was an op or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, the punch-up was crazy,
see,
bro.
See, my thing is like, yeah, cool, I used to be the...
Yeah, like it was just too much, bro. Like there was times like obviously my mum had to stop it and that, bro. Yeah, it was mad, bro. Amazing, I was young, man. As well, bro. Yeah.
Think about it this year, like I used to be like the classroom clown, innit? I used to like just make jokes in class and that, like, yeah, cool. And I get that, like you're not meant to be making cover. The the level of beating that I got, brother, you would have thought that I freaking slapped the teacher or something.
Bro, you
went from using the belt to using anything on site to hit me with. Stick, books. Come on.
After you got beat up, yeah, did you go do it again?
What do you mean? You went and what? Doing what?
Naturally, a bad breed, innit?
That's come and mash you up now. What, you gonna do the same thing?
I did the same thing all the time. I didn't stop. But you know, that's why I think that beating up your kid thing, it don't work, bro. Because I kept doing it anyway.
Think about this, yeah. Looking back at it, if I was in my dad's situation, I would have just tried to speak to myself instead of hitting your youth. Because what you're doing is you're putting a barrier between your son and yourself. You're hitting him, he's going to end up not liking you. So anytime you do hit him, he's like, fuck you, man. Whatever, man. Because it got to a point where when I grew up to a certain age, the hitting thing couldn't run no more. I remember the last time he tried to hit me, man put my hand up. No. And at that point, it could either get more physical and then, because I just couldn't stand getting hit.
You see that moment when you done that? Did he try and tell you that you tried to hit him?
He tried to come like, rah. Oh, you think I'm big now?
Fam.
I was
live the same life.
To do that, but I had to stop that from happening. Like, bro, you can't keep hitting me.
I
guarantee you, that since that day you done that, he's never hit you again.
Nah.
Bro, my last hit, I don't really remember, I think I done something, but it wasn't even that deep, blood. He got a big chair, blah!
Hey,
I think I was 17.
Your dad was
saying
wrestling, bro.
17, I think 17, 18.
Too old to be.
Seven?
What?
Bro, I was 17. Yeah, bro. I remember.
You should have span his jaw, bro.
But I ain't gonna lie, I was a bit dizzy still. It was out of nowhere, bro, because I was watching something, didn't he? I must have done something. And he just went, blah! I was like, eesh! Oh, that's my head, bro.
Did he ever apologize for that?
Nah.
You know what's so funny? I feel like with black people, we all remember the top three beatings
that was my
that
last,
our parents have gave us till this day. Hit.
Yeah, that was my last one still.
Shall I tell you? All right, I'll tell you, man, about a beating that I received. Yeah, bro, I remember Stratford Library. Remember, guys used to go to Stratford Library back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, the kids section. Bear man used to run around in there. Mm. See, my dad, he was on a militant thing. I couldn't run around with the kids and have fun and be on the computer watching WWF. Them times it weren't even WWE.
WWF,
bro.
R.I.P. Eddie Guerrero still.
Anyway.
R.I.P. Eddie Guerrero, man.
Anyway, I will never forget, bro. Some of the Mandemore are playing on the computers behind me. You know where you can hear the computer speakers like that? I don't know what's playing, but I'm turning back. My dad's telling me to read this book. And I'm not trying to listen to him. I'm telling him I want to play with my friends. He's just looking at me. He's telling me to read. Bro, all of a sudden, he just slapped me. Bam! Everyone looked at me. I started laughing. Bro, I swear to God, one of the most embarrassing days of my life, man. Certain men still remember. They still remind me about it to this day. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, fam, like...
I can't lie. Them public ones, you'll never forget.
I've never got closed doors. So
but the public ones where you get a lick in front of your friends.
It's not a joke. Oh, you think I didn't start reading? I was reading and crying at the same time, bro.
See, my thing is, I'm all for the discipline. Don't ever get me wrong. But, bro, there's levels to it that I feel like, you shouldn't have done that, man.
Now,
I will still get pissed off about it because I'm thinking, bro, I would never do that to my youth, you know. The level of extent that this Don used to hit, man, I'm like, bro, chill out, bro. Is it really that deep?
I will say though, if you compare it to the new gen of kids and their parents styles, I ain't got a child in it, but I've said to a lot of my people, I'll beat my kids. Not on an excessive thing, but I'm saying if it's called for. You know what I mean? Depending on what it does.
So now that's the question.
I got beats myself.
So what would make it called for? What would make it acceptable to beat your kids in this day and age?
Cool. I would say you stole from your parents.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Cool. Same thing my child stole from me. I asked them, what, you take it? They said, that's a bit different.
Okay.
Stay. If you keep lying to me about it, lying, you have to feel something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
I think there's degrees to it. But I do think, personally, I do think, if it's warranted a kid, you should be a kid. Because then you just get like some ruffian that does whatever you want.
I mean, each to their own opinion. Obviously,
but I'm saying that without more kids, yeah, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I'm going to touch on. Me, my own opinion, being a father, I feel like hitting my child is usually last resort. The only time I would discipline him physically is if he endangers himself or endangers others. Like my son used, he started walking at 9 months old. So I used to naturally let him run around and on the street with me, he'd be walking, things like that. Obviously, when I stopped holding his hand, there's been incidences where he just starts running off. And there's been incidences where he's almost ran into the road. And things like that is where you teach him a lesson so he also understands it. I feel like if you do it in a way where you're just always continuously disciplining them physically, they're not necessarily going to learn from me. It's only if he's going to put himself in danger. That's my own opinion.
Mm.
Everyone might have a different opinion, but...
Nah, I agree with your opinion still. Because see with me, like, even this morning, innit, like, my son was kind of acting up, innit? Like, doing this, you know these kids, man, do this attitude, shouting and that and all that. The man had to grab him upstairs, innit? I'm like, yo, listen, man, you need to calm down, relax, innit? Just breathe, you know what I'm saying? You need to just breathe, relax. You could get what you want, but if I told you to go and do something, just do it. You could get it after, you know what I'm saying? All this hitting thing, man, not gonna work, man.
See what it is, yeah? It's like, as much as I say, like, man was a physical girl, there were a lot of elements where he used to speak to man, and the morals that he instilled into me, man used till today. So there's certain things that I don't do just on the basis of man got taught not to do that. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know when you get told when the kid, don't do this, don't do that. Obviously, growing up in your teenage years, you do anything. You don't give a you're about with your friends. You're doing a lot of stupid stuff, innit? But they've still got that moral compass of, yeah, I ain't going to do that still. You know what I'm trying to say? I just genuinely feel like going back to it again, it's just there's levels to it, man. You don't have to punch me up and that, like. I'm still your you at the end of the day.
No, of course.
You know what I'm trying to say? And apologising shouldn't be something that should be as hard as a parent for you to say. Like doctor said,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Don't get defensive if I bring up stuff that you've forgotten about. Brother, I ain't forgot about it. You know what I'm trying to say? Because I remember one time me and my brother and my sister tried to tell my dad, like, yo, remember when you was like this? And my dad was looking at us like, bro, was I like that? I'm like, you
crazy, because they're quick to forget.
But you know what the craziest thing is? I see how times have changed because he's not like that with my niece and my nephew.
Of course.
They're not.
I'm there thinking to myself, bro, if I'd done that, I would have got whipped. Like, some of the stuff that my niece and my nephew would do, I'm thinking,
I think
that is mad.
Like, there's not a rule book to parent. You know what I mean? Like,
nah.
They tried.
His first attempt was with what? You and your brother or your sister?
My brother, innit?
You know what I mean? So, like, your brother most likely would have felt the worst of it. You know what I'm saying? That's the first time he's doing that, he's learning from mistakes. So like now that the next generation has come through, what you said, your nieces and that, he's gonna treat them differently. He's seen that, he's gonna look at what he done to you lot, your relationship with him now, and think for him.
Well, went wrong or not.
I don't want the same thing the next year, you know what I mean? But I personally think this type of stuff, like, it all comes down to how you was raised and your own experience of it. Because to me, growing up, I can't lie. Apart from one summer with my auntie where I just knew I was getting licks every day, innit? No matter what I done. Yeah. I knew I was getting licks, which come from that. You ain't eat your food back, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, yeah. Most of the time, my mum and that, I knew what I was getting beats. For example, I broke a mirror. As soon as I done it.
Mad thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get licks, you know what I'm saying? I knew what was happening, you know what I mean? So.
And another thing to touch on, yeah. Obviously, my dad wasn't a bat like that. I don't like, me personally, I don't like all this broken home stuff, innit? You know what I'm saying? So when you men or women gonna try to have kids and that, just make sure like you're really serious about it, innit? Cause it's not a joke, innit? You know what I'm saying? You lot gonna try and do this separate, doing all these things and that. Your kids gonna watch this stuff. Watch the mom and the dad, you know what I'm saying? I'm not with that, bro, at all. You know what I'm saying? Go on.
Do you think that parents splitting up is better than them being in the same house arguing, fighting, and beefing?
Why are you lot together if you gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but bro, like touching back on another episode, yeah, some people be having kids willy nilly.
Yeah, that's so what I'm trying to say.
On the basis of that, though, yeah, the kids there pattern up because the kids there. You mean you don't? I get on a perfect household, the parent, mum and dad are together living in one house, cool. But sometimes that cannot be possible.
No, of course I'm saying that. Of course,
causing more harm trying to be together with someone you're not compatible with, raising a kid. You might as well just go your separate way and co-parent.
Yeah, no, of course.
You know what I'm trying to say?
But you look, but you lot should have thought about that before, though. You know what I'm saying?
No one ever thinks about it before because
you can't, you should though.
You can't dictate to a woman when to.
I hear you.
You've met a thing one night and smoked
her. Oh, Jesus! Shout out them, man. Yeah, boy. Of course, yeah.
But like, are you thinking about? I might get fingers.
I hear you still.
Come on, man! Like,
just... that's the back squad, man.
Yeah. Shout back store, yeah. My shit protecting my investments, but I hear you still. I hear you what you're saying still.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's one of them things where you just have to navigate and just, like, in terms of your situation, you man know what you man been through, so you know how to move with your kid.
Yeah, of course. You live and you learn,
I see this post on Instagram where it was like, oh, school kids are now going to be, oh, boys in school are now going to be taught how to respect women.
I teach my son that regardless.
I commented on one of the posts, yeah, saying both genders should be respected.
Rented anyway.
And it starts in the household.
Told, yeah, facts.
You would have seen the comments. You would have thought I said, ban all women, nah, F them, da, 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 da. The comments were, bare people getting onto me. You're the reason why women are on high numbers. I'm like, wait.
That's crazy.
All I said was, double both standards. Genders need to be respected equally.
Yeah, of course.
Because, yes, you could say women are... in proportion are the victims in most of these things, but let's not act like women are not the instigators in these things as well. There's a lot of women out here that can verbally get a man to a point where a man would want to tump you in. Fair enough, the man should have the moral restraint to withhold himself. If you keep antagonizing someone, bruv, you're gonna get something back.
Yeah, of course.
It's the truth, regardless of how peaceful. If a man's trying to leave the house and you're trying to the man, you're a man, bro, what are you expecting a man to do? Just come on, man.
So what you say in the episode, bro?
We don't
fuck with them hyenas, bro.
Yeah, all them hyenas, yeah. No, we don't, nah.
Nah, man, them werewolves, man.
Werewolves, yeah.
Them beasts, bro.
Yeah, gorillas.
See me, I love my woman feminine.
Yeah.
Feminine. Me down to earth.
I remember one time I gave a girl, she was like, sometimes that's the argument, man. I looked at her.
Thank you for telling me. The door is that way.
That way, yeah. Exit,
bro.
Yeah,
it's time to go.
You know what I'm saying? See you later, bro.
Nah,
yeah.
I can't do no ghetto goblins anymore, man.
Yeah, nah. Done. Been done.
That's a young man thing still.
Because, like, obviously, now, at the age, like, my standard is very high, innit? Because I've done a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you see when we was all talking about the other day about Hakkasan and all that, like, I've been there, done that, you get it? And that's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I've been
Maldives, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Who'd you go Maldives with?
I've been Maldives, bro.
Who'd you go Maldives with,
you get
bro?
Me? Like, you see when all you lot was talking, when them two girls talk about, oh, the cleaner and all that. Bro, I had the cleaner in my yard, bro.
Who did you go Maldives with?
But you know who, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, now no, I won't say confidence. My standards is very high, innit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm going to the Qatar Airlines, then I'm going to Maldives, then I'm going through the boat to see to go to the hotel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Seeing blue water. Like, I've seen a lot, bro.
Levels.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like
never settle.
It's just man. I'm definitely never settling, man. You know what I mean?
Can compromise, but never.
Yeah, compromise. Yeah, of course.
My bro G ain't touched on that, bro. About the parenting thing.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not here to talk about any of that stuff. I told you this already.
What did you say? What happened? He said he's not here. No, forget about it. It's fine, man. But yeah,
man.
Huh? Do I have a dad? Yeah. But
do you have a dad?
I don't want to talk about my personal
life. Let's just move up. Move on.
That type of thing.
But yeah, man. Listen. At the end of the day. Shout out to the baby fathers, keep doing your thing.
Keep doing your thing.
Hold you down.
Keep it up.